What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. Hello, we are your hosts. I'm Melissa.
I'm Miss Keisha, aka
Out. And I'm Brandy.
Hello, we are the Grove Girls. It's us. Oh, and Sarah. Sarah's part of the Grove Girls too. She's not here though. She's off at a wedding. Not hers, but
What if while she was there?
I'll be so upset.
I know. What if?
That would be
oh my gosh.
So mad.
That would never happen. Like, but like imagine.
But I feel like low key that would in some way be Sarah style.
Yeah, she would totally
do
that.
1000%. But like, I feel like if her and her boyfriend were dating for like a longer time, I guarantee she mm-hmm. might do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The only downfall would be her family not there.
Oh, but her family is
other
there.
Than yeah. that, oh. definitely. Oh, that's or oh, like that's in true. another elope situation.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, yeah. So, hello, we're the Grove Girls. We're also Brown Sugar Hour. We have many titles. You already know, but if you don't, hi. This is us. Hope you continue listening to our podcast. Congratulations to Nathaniel and Stephanie.
Congratulations.
Woo!
But yay, Mr. and Mrs. Burkhart.
And it's destination wedding too.
Mm-hmm.
I know, so cute.
I never
did you
thought.
See I don't know if it was a robe or what it was on Nathaniel's story, but it like had Mr. Burkhart and then the hotel name, like, embroidered, or the resort name, or wherever they're at.
I feel
at,
like
embroidered.
That was the inside of his suit.
Oh,
that's
was
what
it
looked like to me.
Oh,
that's
see,
what it looked like to me.
I should have looked better. I just assumed it was a robe. But I think that would only make sense for, like, a bride party. I don't know if the guys would be walking around in robes.
But yes, that's why Sarah's not here, so everybody just
she's
congratulate
off at
them.
A wedding. And speaking of weddings, can we just talk about how two of our
all
close
of our friends
college
are getting married?
Friends and two of Auli's roommates.
Two of my three.
Yeah,
roommates.
That's so cute.
Have we're married a day apart, right?
Like,
that's so cute. Congratulations, Kayla and Raphael. Congratulations, Makana and Jordan.
Jordan.
So cute.
I loved her dress. Can I just say that?
Makana? Jordan.
Makana's
living.
Dress was perfect.
Gorge.
I love it.
It suited
exactly
her.
The cut was very flattering on her.
I thought it was pretty
really cute,
like mm-hmm. short ceremony. It sucks that we couldn't be there, and it's.
I know. I wish we could have been there. That would have been really fun.
Isn't it crazy how some of our friends are already getting married?
Yes.
Like there can be like so much different points. Like people can be at like
so
different points in their life.
Sorry, just a little side note. I took a picture of us, for all you listeners, I took a picture of us, and we went dead silent, and we all posed and did a peace sign, and I was just doing it in the middle of her talking, like, don't mind me, but we all just stopped. Okay, anyways, carry
and
on.
And then I just continued talking?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just so crazy how, like, we can all be the same age, but, like, we're all at different points in stages of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, some people are getting married. Like, I literally just saw a TikTok about this, and I was like, I have some friends who have gotten married and have, like, three kids, and here I am buying books. I was like, oh, my gosh, is this a For You or a For You page? Because that's literally me.
Hey, so, yeah, everybody I don't know. Got their own timelines.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
That
but,
is
like,
nice.
At the same time, like, it's, like, kind of normal.
Yeah.
Like, in a way.
Yeah,
like, it's funny
definitely.
That we're at that in-between age.
Not oh, my gosh, wait. Can we talk about Kayla? I'm not Kayla. Can we talk about Isla? She has teeth now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I saw the Snapchat, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And she's crawling, and I was like,
I know.
She's crawling.
She's getting so big now.
She's moving fast.
Kayla said she just started crawling that day, and then the next Snapchat, it was her, like, you can tell that she was trying to stand up, and I texted Kayla, I was like, she said, screw crawling, I want to stand already.
Like, kids grow up so fast, and it makes me sad. Like, wow, was I ever that young? You know?
Duke, Emma, I think I haven't even been on here since you gave birth.
Oh, yeah, you've been... Yeah, you weren't here for, like, two episodes, I think.
Yeah, so Emma gave birth, my friend Emma.
So, hi, welcome back.
Hi, hello. This is the week after spring break, so I don't have too much work this week yet. But anyway, so, yeah, my friend Emma, that we guarantee talked about her being pregnant at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave birth to Duke, and he came out 9 pounds.
Wow. Woo!
Yeah, Aysen was 7, and we thought Aysen was huge. And then they went to the doctor for a checkup, and they're supposed to be growing at an average, like, 5 ounces per week. This kid grew 11.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? We'll just call it middle child. Because that was my brother.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, my brother was almost 10 pounds. And then he was a chunky baby.
Wow. Dang. That's so crazy to think. Because I was 7 pounds. And I think all of my brothers were 7 pounds too.
Yeah, I think I was average.
Like around 7 or 6 pounds. Dang. But he looked so tiny in the pictures.
Yeah, but then if you put him really next to a baby hair. Who's the same age, he'll probably be a little smaller. Yeah, he has a lot of hair right now. I don't know. He's growing so fast, too. I've been seeing him, like, a week apart, and every time I see him, he looks a little bigger. Aww. While his brother's, like, destroying the house, so.
Oh,
oh my gosh, yeah. Aysen, like, I see, like, all the little snaps of him, and he's, like, running around, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so big now, too.
He's, like, reaching his terrible twos before he's two.
Ooh!
Like, he's a punk. Ooh. Like, he loves, he will splash water very hard as, like, he's taking a bath, and Noah's just sitting on the side, knowing and, like, waiting for Noah to yell at him.
Wow.
So, like, he'll splash, he'll, like, splash, and then, like, side eye. No reaction, so he'll splash again, side eye. He's and just like smart. Keep going.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Does he take after Noah then?
Oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
He's like like smart, but in a punk way.
Yeah. He's
like
sly.
Kolohe kind.
Yeah. Yes. Kolohe. That's funny. Does exactly. he like being a big brother?
I think so. He's always like waving to Duke, and he'll like he Aww. Can say the word baby. And he'll like he'll kiss his head and sometimes just like randomly like put his head like by him. So yeah, I think he's not in that like I'm the baby kind of stage. Mm. Yeah.
So cute.
I know. I was like, Emma, please like pump your brakes now. Like give it a minute. Give me a minute.
Ooh, this is like on the same topic as like kids and like our nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
I was babysitting my niece yesterday and I was like, ooh, let's go to the zoo because I've been seeing so much TikToks about people at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go. And I think I was more excited than Carly because I was like, ooh, Carly, are you ready? Do you want to go to the zoo? And she's like, what's a zoo? I was like, what? I was like, it's where all the animals live. It's where, like, the elephants are and the giraffes. And she goes, and dolphins? I was like, some zoos has dolphins. And she goes, and dogs? I was like, some have dogs. Yeah, she just didn't, like, understand, like, the concept oh, of that's a so zoo. Funny. And I thought it was cute. And, like, while we're going there, because we've been having, like, pretty... like low-key shitty weather like recently. Mm-hmm. Right, like all the rain and stuff, and then for the past couple of days it's been really nice and sunny, and then the day that we decided to go to the zoo, on the way there it starts pouring rain. Mm. And I was like, oh man. And like we're already going past UH, so oh. that's like right next to the zoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh no, like what are we gonna do? Like I need like a plan B because like we're already on this side of the island, like what should we do? I was like, Carly, it's raining. What are we going to do? And she goes, I have an idea. And I was like, what? And she's like, rain, rain, go oh away. And she started singing that. And I was like, oh, my God. Literally the cutest thing ever. I wanted to cry because of how cute it was. And what do you know? The freaking song works. Like, it didn't rain the entire time we were at the zoo. It was completely, it was like, cloudy, like overcast, but like there's still peaks of sun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, this is the cutest thing ever. Like,
did you tell her it's because she sang?
Yeah, so on the, like, when we're at the zoo, I was like, Carly, your song worked. You're so magical. And she was just, like, laughing and giggling and stuff.
Aww.
And that's it was what so I funny. Call
speaking it into existence.
Oh my gosh, right? I was like, ooh, she's, like, manifesting at a young age. Yeah, it was so cute. And we were, like, we, like, did the whole thing in, like, 2 hours just because we were walking. And I didn't realize, like, how tired she would get. But, like, we had, like, maybe, like, a few more, like, little exhibits to see left. And she goes, I think I'm done. I was like, oh, okay. And we still, like, didn't see, like, the giraffes or, like, there's, like, a few, like, birds at the end, too. And I was like, okay.
Oh, but you guys didn't finish it?
No, we did. Well, we had to take a break because she had to go potty and stuff. So, like, we're running, trying to find the bathroom. And we're in the middle of, like, the Sahara part or the savanna part, which is, like, all the giraffes and stuff. And there's no bathroom. Like, you have to, like, go through the whole thing to get to the end. So I was like, okay. So we're, like, rushing. We, like, missed, like, half of it. Not half, but, like, we missed a few. And then by the time we went to the bathroom, we were, like, at the end. So we just, like, had our lunch because you can bring food and stuff. And then literally while we're eating, she's like, I think I'm done. I was like, yeah, we're done. We're just going to go to the store. So we went to the gift store and then we left. Walked out right when we got in the car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was this like her first time seeing these animals in person or has she gone to the zoo before?
So I have no idea if she went with like her family or like her mom and her sister them. But I feel like it was her first time because she was like, wow, like so amazed like at the monkeys. Like she she loved the monkeys and she loves spiders for some reason. Like when we're at home, we have like pets. Or... Yes. So she was like obsessed with the spider and there's like a couple lizards that she was just like staring at. I was like, oh, we gotta go. Like this is gross, but whatever floats your boat. I let her go look at the lizards and I'm like, okay, are you ready? She's like, okay. And then we moved on. And so there's also like a lot of butterflies at the zoo, just like flying randomly, right? And before, because I like to think that my dog Pua came back as a butterfly because every single time I go out into our yard, there's always a butterfly and I've never noticed butterflies before. So I was like, oh my gosh, Carly, look, it's Pua. Like reincarnated into a butterfly. So because there's so much butterflies at the zoo, she keeps, hi Pua, like, oh look, it's Pua. I'm like, oh, I don't think Pua's all the way at the zoo, but okay.
And the six so different butterflies.
Wait, yeah, because don't they have like they have a whole like bunch there's of a butterflies.
Yeah, there's a butterfly
or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like a whole exhibit and we couldn't really see because there's a lot of people at that part, so we kind of just like skipped past the butterflies. Mm-hmm. But there is, like, just randomly, like, outside, like, while you're walking. And it's, like, and we usually associate the orange, like, the monarch butterfly with Pua. But it was just, like, you know, the tiny yellow ones. And she's, like, oh, it's Pua. I was, like, oh, hey, Pua. So, I don't know. It was cute. Like, little kids' minds are so crazy to me. And, yeah, it just makes me so, like, oh, my gosh. Like, were we ever, like, that young? Like, I feel so old. When I watch my nieces, like, experience these kind of things, you know? Like, it makes me wish, like, we could go back. I don't know. Like, nostalgic. But, like, also cute because, like, I like seeing them come into their own person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like that's how you are with your nephews and, I don't know, like, your little brother, Alyssa, like, he's kind of around the same age as one of my nieces. So, like, just seeing him grow up, like, oh, so cute.
Yeah, he's 10. He'll be 11 this year. And I don't know. I still talk to him in, like, a little baby voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's because he's always going to be your baby brother.
And I was thinking about it because even Jairus, who's now a freshman in high school, hello, he's just turned 15. So 15 and a half, you can take your permit test and you start driving, right?
Oh, my gosh. Is he starting to learn that?
Well, not right now. For his birthday, I was like, I should have got you, like, the driver's test book, so you could practice. That would have been really funny. But I was thinking about it, like, once he starts driving, I can technically he could technically drive with me because I'm over the age of 21.
Oh my God.
Because you know how, like, when I was doing it, it was only my parents.
That's funny. I didn't even think of that. And that much older than them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that much older than them.
Like, that's crazy. Our age, yeah. When you put it in that perspective.
That's so weird, right?
Yes.
Can't fathom it. And even when I think Jamin graduates from high school, I feel like I'll be in my 30s, I think. Yeah, almost likely be in my 30s.
That's,
yeah.
That's
think
crazy.
About it.
Eight oh my God, who knows? You might have a kid.
I got my Korean barbecue fix when I went with you guys.
Oh, I was like, you went again?
No. I went with you guys. Whenever I go out with you guys, it's the only time I go out. Really.
Literally.
Unless I'm going to get boba to say hi to my my favorite boba people.
Boba boy.
What's up, boba boy? Yes, but then I forget who was talking about Genki, because now I'm craving Genki.
Yes.
And the last time my family went to Genki, they went without me. Rude.
What?
Yeah, they went without me. I know. So rude.
I would never let my family forget it. I'm surprised you're
smiling. You know my family? They don't like Genki.
Neither does mine.
I've never been to Genki with my family before.
I went once.
Only with my cousins.
Okay,
mine is like, I only go to Genki with you guys.
Yeah.
I love Genki.
My mom doesn't care for it because she's not a big sushi eater. My dad doesn't care for the tiny portions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, reasonable.
They're kind
it's
of
pretty much my, like, me and my siblings like it. But, like, because my parents don't, we don't go as a family. We went one time. My dad ordered, like, 3 orders of the mushrooms, the stuffed mushrooms. So I mainly go with Tamanui, and he just gets the chicken karage and the kalbi bowl. But, like, lets me do
so
my thing.
So he doesn't get sushi?
Oh, no. Not
oh
at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
He only gets those things. And just, like, lets me do my thing. But he's content with it. So that's good. Like, he likes the chicken karaage. So it's fine. Yeah. And then other than that, it's with you guys.
Wow. Dang, I was like that, though, when my family loves Genki. But before that, I was a picky eater. I mean, I'm still a picky eater, but, you know, not as much. And I would only get the teriyaki chicken bowl. That's all I would get. I wouldn't get the spam musubi-looking ones or the egg one, tamago, whatever it's called. Yeah, I wouldn't. But now, I'm kind of branching out a little bit. I'm eating some new things here and there. So, I mean, I guess I'm saving money in that way, you know? Because it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, good thing I have a small appetite. Because then I don't buy.
See, like, that's all. Like, with
do you
me,
not have
like,
a,
when.
A small appetite, Ren?
Like, when we went to Korean barbecue, like, I low key was gonna order another round of meat, but everyone was done. I was like, ah, shit. I guess we're done. But then, like, I mean, because I like to eat, like, it's so bad, but, like, I like to eat to the point where I'm gonna throw up because I'm so full. You know? I'm trying to get my money's worth.
I mean,
I'm going to all you can eat.
Yeah,
I'm all you can eat.
That's true.
So yeah, then, like, it's a good thing we didn't. It's a good thing we didn't, because I would have felt so sick and I would have been miserable.
See, I always have that mentality, though. At all you can eat places, I'm like, all right, I didn't eat all day. I'm ready. I'm going to make use of this. But then when I start eating, I get full so fast.
Yeah.
And I only had one serving of each. Mm-hmm. Like, what do I do now?
Most of the times, it's because I'm so hungry, because I don't eat before, right? And because I'm so hungry, like, I eat, and then I get so full so fast. I'm, like, trying to fix my relationship with food. You know, like, there's, like, a weird line with that going on. And I'm, like, kind of realizing as I get older, like, maybe that's not, like, the healthiest thing. And, like, I can't be doing that for the rest of my life, or else, like, I'm not gonna make it to the older age, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's where I'm trying to, like, find the balance.
And even, like,
at the same time,
your diet as well, like, vegan,
yeah,
being like, more organic things. I don't know.
Like, I can't believe, like, I used to be, like, full vegan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that I eat meat, I definitely notice the difference from when I, like, if I eat a lot of, like, beef, especially, like, beef kind of messes me up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to eat that much beef. But then at the same time, like, when I eat about chicken or pork, I'm like, ugh, this is so gross, but, like, it tastes good, and, like, I can't stop myself. So I'm trying to figure that out, too. And I don't know, like, the way to go about it. So if any of you listeners out there have some tips, well, let me know.
Yeah, I don't know. I am not the healthiest eater at all. Ali has been.
I've been trying to be. Trying to be back on my A game.
Props to you.
Thank you. Okay.
Like, you eating vegetables? I'm like, wow. Insane. This, like, never. I've never seen you eat vegetables. Okay. It's so, like.
don't like, get I me, love that. Don't get me wrong. I need seasoning and garlic.
Okay. Like, yeah. Same.
I will not eat them without it. But.
I mean, like.
I eat them at least. Plain. Yeah. Disgusting. I mean,
Sarah would eat it bland, but. that's a different story.
Sarah's a freak. I like Brussels sprouts now.
Ugh. Okay, see, I still can't eat Brussels sprouts.
See, but, like, with the seasoning and stuff, I think it tastes fine. And when they're crispy, that's what I like. I don't like when they're soggy and soft.
Ugh, yeah.
But when I made them crispy and there was, like, a brown, like, little bit of char on it, like, that looks good to me. Same thing with broccoli and the green beans.
I don't think I've ever tried Brussels sprouts.
I only tried them a couple weeks ago. Just because, like, my dad had them for some reason. And he said he could make them better than me. And I said, no, he couldn't. So.
Who won?
Me. Because his,
who was the judge?
Oh, me. Because his, his complex, like, supposed secret recipe was butter. Ooh.
Oh.
A little bit of salt, and he covered the pot, but then it makes it steam. So then it was soft. Yeah. So, and it was just like, where's the flavor? No flavor, not even crispy. It was, it wasn't it for me. So,
knowing you, you put some garlic salt.
That's what I'm saying. Garlic salt, pepper, salt, and like, seasonings are fine in moderation.
Yeah.
Which I learned only recently. And, like, garlic isn't unhealthy. I heard garlic's pretty good for you. And I love garlic.
My mom used to eat garlic tabs.
Hear.
Because it's supposedly good for your skin. Mm. And she's like, yeah, I never had acne growing up because grandpa used to make me eat garlic tabs. I was like, ugh.
Dang.
I don't think I would do that, but
must be nice.
I know, right? I was like, why didn't you force me?
As I have my face is masked me.
But yeah, so I invested in one of those, like, garlic choppers on Amazon because of how much garlic I eat and use. Yeah. So, like, it was worth it.
Hyper up, wifer up.
Period.
Speaking of that, do we have a segment?
Oh, let's think. You know, I feel like they're just so reoccurring that sometimes I even lose track. Oh my god, no, I have the perfect example. Okay, so we went on a staycation this past weekend. Me, Tomnoi, Pohai, my brother, which is so weird, and their dad. And Pohai just, like, wanted to celebrate our March babies, me, Tomnoi, and his dad. Like, one time, and because, like, COVID and we're not traveling, like, we just wanted to, like, just do something, because last year like, the birthdays were uneventful. So she had stayed at the Hilton DoubleTree, the one that we stayed at before Lainey.
Went to see Lainey. Yeah,
with her best friend maybe like 2 months ago, and she had said that they only saw, like, one other guest in their entire weekend there. So I was like, okay, like, that makes me feel a little better. And we weren't planning on going to, like, Waikiki Beach or, like, anywhere, like, heavily populated. So I was like, all right. So we went, and we went on a Friday and rented a van because Pohai has dreams of having a van, not as the driver, as the person,
the passenger,
as the person in the very back seat, because she can have pillows and blankets. So she rented a van, and the van needed to be picked up on Friday because we were going to the hotel that night when Tomnoi got home from work. But he couldn't be there to pick it up at 12 because he was working. So I had to sleep over Thursday night so that I could go with their dad at 12 on Friday to go and drive the van because, yeah, for us to pick it up. So there's one. Okay, I'm driving mom vans now.
All right, check.
Then Tomoe comes home from work at like 3:30. We're just supposed to like wait for him to shower. Then we're out. Like our bags are in the van already. We're just waiting for him. And so he's going into the shower. And I was like, where's your bag? I'm going to put it in the van. And he's like, I'm going to shower. And I was like, yes, but where is your bag so I can put it in the van? He goes, well, my bag's right here. But like, can you wait for me to pack it? And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, why is your bag not packed? Because we're leaving in 30 minutes when you get out of the shower. He's like, well, I was just going to like pack it when I was done. And I was like, okay, motherfucker, give me your bag. Because I'm not letting you set us behind. There's nothing I hate more than like being set back in the scheduling.
We're on a time crunch. I have an itinerary.
I've been waiting around all day driving vans. I'm trying to get to Waikiki. So I packed his bag. Like wallet, charger, toothbrush, like everything. Then he comes out like not thinking that I could be up to par. He's like, do you have my wallet? Yes. What about toothbrush? Yes. Deodorant? Yes. Like, why are we testing me here?
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I got it. But then he left. What did he leave? Oh, we were gonna go to dinner that night, and he wanted to wear his nice vans, so they're in the box and they were on the table, and he's like walking out putting the bag in the van and all these things, and I notice the vans are sitting on the table still, so I take them and I just slip them in the van in the back. We drive off and I don't say anything. I'm like, hey Tony, did you grab your vans off the table? And he's like, well, I sure hope somebody did. And I was like, why are we driving off if you're expecting somebody else to have grabbed your stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe it's still on the table. He goes, nah, I think you grabbed it for me. And I was like, you can shove the vans up your ass if you expect me to grab it for you. But yes, I did. So
you have two hands. You can pick it up yourself.
Literally, but I had it.
Nah, good
job. You
can
do it yourself, but I did it already.
Good job.
Thank you. So there is our episode of Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up.
Amazing. Round of applause.
I'm living for this series.
I'm just like, I do all these wife things. I can't even get a ring out of it. I'm doing this shit for free. Like, what kind of scam is that?
But I think also your stories get funnier and funnier each time. Like, at first it was like, seriously, obviously this is still serious, but it just gets funnier and funnier because you find the smallest things to be like, okay, on this episode of Hype Me Up, Wake Me Up, took his vans and I put it in the car.
Because if I didn't grab them, he wasn't going to.
Yeah.
So they're small, but he could have had to wear his Crocs to dinner.
Oh,
oh, that's all he was.
Wait, that would have been funny.
For the rest of the
yes.
Morning. He would have gone barefoot, you know.
Yes. And then it was super cold in the room, and I had sweatpants, Kalena had sweatpants, Pohai had sweatpants, and we're all putting them on. And Pohai's like, why don't you put on sweatpants? He's like, I don't have any. They weren't packed. I was like, you could have packed them your damn self. You said boy shorts and shirts
before.
Like, I know he's joking, which is the only reason I keep doing things, yeah. Like, and don't mind doing them, but he needs some slaps. Yeah. How's the impact in my bag? It's the what? Sorry, you cut out.
It's the banter for me.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, I'm going to have to go on, like, some kind of teacher conference in the mainland, and he's going to have to survive on his own.
He's going to be calling you, like, where did you put this? Where did you put that?
Yeah. Where's this? Boy, I don't know. One time Pohai asked me how to spell her dad's first name.
What?
Not Pohai? Even joking.
My cheeks are so like I'm laughing.
Siblings exposed.
How was your staycation overall though?
Oh, it was good. Like Pohai literally paid for everything. Like I didn't use my card once.
Aww. Wow.
The only time I used money was because I was the only one with coins for the parking meter.
Oh,
but yeah, like, and she like planned things. So, like we got to the hotel, we me, Tomonoi, and his dad were forced to go to Walmart so that her and Colina could decorate. And so we just bought like some drinks and some snacks and stuff. And then we got ready and we went to dinner, which was a thing and a half. For a pandemic, there are a lot of people eating out nowadays. It was like every single restaurant on Moana was a 2-hour wait.
Wow. Yeah.
At least. It was like nuts.
You either have to make a reservation or you got to do the wait.
Yeah. And so, like, of course, Olive Garden, CPK, Macaroni Grill, like, they didn't, oh no, not Macaroni Grill, but CPK and Olive Garden didn't take reservations. And we just thought Olive Garden would have a long wait. But there was no line. So I was like, okay, maybe there's no wait. No, 2 hours. CPK, we put our name down. And then we're just going to, like, put our name in a bunch of places and see who called us first. Mm-hmm. So we put our name down for Macaroni Grill, and a lot of people were canceling or not showing up. So we probably got in, like, 45 minutes from when we put our name down.
Well, that's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. So we ended up eating there. And then the next day, we, like, had to wake up at 9, she said. So we woke up at 9, and we got, like, Jack in the Box, like, drive-through breakfast. And then she plugged in, like, the destination into Google Maps, and we just drove there. And it was an escape room chamber. Was it called Chambers or something? It was one of those in town. And it was, like I was in National Treasure. It was a temple one. And it was cute. Super cool. Yeah. And then we went to a candy store on the strip by the Hyatt that has like big like lollipops and like some really old candies that I haven't seen in a while, like that baseball like stripped gum.
Yeah,
like those.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Then we went to Ward to watch a movie.
Did you watch?
It was, I forget what it was called, but it was based on a true story or true event of like a Russian spy like feeding intel to like the UK and America that Russia wanted to like send out a nuclear bomb. But like the only reason the Russian spy was giving the information was because he didn't want his family to be in the middle of a nuclear war.
Wow, how was the movies? Like, I haven't been to the movies in so long.
I know, it was really weird. I mean, I didn't know how it was for Pohai booking the tickets, but like everyone was pretty spaced out. They completely closed the ticket booth, so everything was like online. Like you order online, you scan the QR code, and then it like prints the tickets. Yeah.
What about food-wise? Did you guys...
Oh, my God.
No, Ooh, you couldn't?
Popcorn. So Did good.
Oh, my yes. gosh. Oh. I'm jealous. I thought you were going to say, no, we couldn't eat any more
Yeah, popcorn. You definitely could. You could order on your phone, and then they'll just, like, put it, like, out on the counter for you to, like, pick up. But it was so good. So you could only take your mask off when you were eating, but then while you were watching, you had to put it on. So I was like, usually I would just be like, constantly throwing popcorn in my mouth. But instead I would like eat in like intervals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For our last dinner Saturday night, we went to this restaurant that was literally around the corner from the Hilton DoubleTree. Like it was like a 2-minute walk. Maybe not even 2 minutes, maybe like a minute once you get down there. But it was called Rock Island Cafe. And it's like really old, like vintage style, like jukebox, like red leather seats kind of thing.
Cool.
And it's like not super popular, I guess, because there weren't many people in there. And the workers were so nice. And it was just like diner food and like milkshakes and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And we were just happy we didn't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute little staycation.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, we had to check out by 12, but we had the van till 7. So we just like made use of it and went onto the Pali and then went like around the island. Yeah. So that we could end up going on the back roads to Kunia.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Props to Pohai for planning that whole thing.
I know. Cute.
Like, dang, I can't even plan my day. She planned a whole staycation.
I don't think her dad paid for a single thing. Aww. A lot of times she left.
Pohai!
Yeah, it was crazy. Aww. So props to her. She's the best.
Happy birthday, March babies. Dang, no. I wish I was born in March. I could have gone on this trip. Just kidding.
Wow, such a cute little thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but she was like, don't expect like elaborate presents. Because like, happy birthday. Like, this is your present.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, well, yeah. we got back from dinner on Friday, our birthday cake, quotation marks, was dipped by D covered strawberries.
Ooh,
Yeah, because she
they're
knows I'm obsessed
good.
with them. So I guess while I drove the van home from the rental place, she rode with her dad so that they could pick it up because it was near the shop. And then, like, just while I was in Tomonoi's room, she like snuck it into the fridge and like had it in a cooler. So, and then wouldn't let me in the hotel mini fridge. So there was like the Fruity Pebbles one, and then the regular chocolate one, and the strawberry shortcake. Yeah, that was
I like the
scrumptious.
strawberry one, the
Yeah, me
strawberry
too.
shortcake one. That one's my favorite.
Don't think I've ever
Or the
had.
cookie butter. You know all these small businesses, they be making money like for like the strawberry people, like they be making money, but like and it's just because like I could probably do it myself, but like it's just the putting the time and effort to do it, like I wouldn't, which is why I would buy.
I would totally buy you and your mom's baking goods, baked goods
Me?
and treats. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Tomoe, I think he's unaware of this Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up series actually. Because I feel
Oh.
like it'll ruin like the raw
The mystique.
situations. Yes. What I was gonna say was what he said I need to do is learn how to make the blueberry mochi.
Oh.
And he
I
wants
was
to know
gonna make
why
it
I
today,
haven't
you know.
yet.
Did I ever give you the recipe?
No.
Oh, shit, I'll send you the recipe right
Okay,
now
yeah,
after
send
this.
it.
And you should surprise him for it.
I should.
Oh my God, do it
Oh,
for
maybe
Boys' Day.
oh yeah, either Boys' Day or our anniversary in June. Oh,
Purse.
Boys' Day, do Boys' Day. That's the earlier.
I saw a TikTok of someone just making regular mochi, and I was like, that looks kind of easy. So I just like said it out loud so casually. I was like, should I learn to make mochi? He's like, yes, the fuck. I was like, okay, relax. He's like, why haven't you learned yet? I was like, you know, you can learn some things too.
The day that you guys went to the beach with Taylor then, right? And I was supposed to go, but I was babysitting. I literally made like chichidango kind mochi because it
Yes,
was to
that's
celebrate
right.
Girls' Day, and I couldn't go, so I had to give. I literally had it all in a container in individual wraps, and then I found out that I had to babysit in the morning, so I ended up giving the girls home the mochi.
Oh.
I was like, dang it.
What we were.
Also,
Oh.
side note, we were actually planning to visit you.
Oh, you
And we were
should
going to
have.
surprise you. No, you were at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, ha.
Yeah,
I
we literally went to coffee or tea, and was
I
we were gonna like
forgot.
get you. We were gonna get you boba, and then like bring it, and that way like your mochi wouldn't go to
Oh, I'm
waste, and we could bring
sorry.
you something, and you could see them. No, like don't worry about it.
No, yeah.
But I think when we got there, Alyssa checked
You
your.
sent us a
Oh yeah, you sent a
snap.
snap. Oh, good thing I sent you
All
guys.
of
Was
us.
that why you guys were in Kailua and like passing
Oh my God,
Target?
you saw? Oh yeah, we Snapchatted it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were either
I was like,
gonna
oh.
look for you on Find My Friends so that we can make sure that you were home, but then you
Yeah.
snapped us before we could even look.
You know why? It was like 10 o'clock, and I was like already like freaking over it already. And I've already played like 10 games of Uno. And I was like, oh my God, I can't. I literally can't. And then my brother and his girlfriend were home. Like, he didn't have to go anywhere. So he was like, Brandy, do you want us to take them to Dave and Buster's? I was like, oh my God, yes, please. He was like, oh, well, you're gonna have to come so you can help. Because Kristen can't watch by themselves. I was like, huh. So we ended up going to Dave and Buster's. But like it was fine because it like gave them activities. Because sometimes when I babysit, I'm like, what should we do today? Especially on weekends because they don't have school. So I'm like, ugh.
Okay, Miss Peltier, Miss
Yeah, but
Branders.
my daily reminder for birth control. Because
Yeah,
I
because
can't.
that's what Auntie M called it. Auntie M called it free birth control or something like that.
Yes.
Babysitting K Kama.
Yep.
Do you have any other stories, Alyssa?
No, this is where I sit 8 hours a day. And after I eat dinner, I'm here again. And I just switch computers because I have my PC connected to the screens as well. So I have my
Yeah.
work computer and then I have my PC. I barely use my MacBook anymore. But I only use it when I'm editing the podcast or editing some type of, like, music thing because I have Final Cut and Logic. Also, speaking of PCs, Mr. Jaren just had a birthday. Happy birthday. He is starting to build a PC, too. Yeah, he's building his own. So he's putting together all of, like, the parts in the PC and then putting it in the
what the hell? How did
he do that? That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's picking out different parts. He's been Snapchatting me a bunch of different parts that he's gotten. I don't know if he sends it to you guys too, if you guys get random snaps from him. And I was like,
Hold on.
So on his birthday, so I was like, hey, happy birthday. Also, are you building a PC right now? Yeah, I got a bunch of parts for my birthday too. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, add me on Discord or something. We can hop in a game or whatever. Like, I am so bad at these games. But, yeah, so.
I literally know nothing. Like, I barely know things about Apple, too.
Oh, same. I am so clueless. My brothers have to come in and do some stuff for me. They're like, I have to optimize your computer. And I'm like, okay, how do I do that? He was like, I'll send you the link. You can do it yourself. I was like, you just said you were going to optimize the computer, not me.
Yeah. And, like, the thing
Excuse me.
The thing is, too, like, I am probably the most, like, efficient, computer efficient in my family, which is, like, saying, like I know nothing. So every time my parents ask for help, I'm like, I don't know. So then I get frustrated, they get frustrated, then we all get into a big fight, and I'm like, oh my God.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah.
So I kind of make them take the hint, like, you can Google it, too. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. Speaking of, like, birth control with kids, right? I think it's pretty well known that, like, I mean, I love kids, but, like, I don't have the patience to be around them every single day, you know, like, all day, every day. So, my friend Cecilia, she wants me to apply to Summer Fun with her.
Oh, my God.
But, like, that's not gonna work with me.
Okay, you know what you could do, though? You can be a rec aide, so like just helping the director in the office.
Or I can do that.
You can be the junior leaders, people. Yeah.
Instead of having a group of kids, you can be in charge of the junior leaders instead. Which depends. Yeah. The amount depends on the size of the summer fund. They'll usually try to have two per group. Yeah.
They're looking at the Manoa one is like in desperate need for hiring. That's what I was like. Isn't that like the biggest one on the island?
It's one
too?
Of the bigger ones. Yeah.
I was like,
I think they probably have close to 10 groups. So you could have maybe like 20, like teenagers. But all you would really have to do, like, you don't even really like spend all day interacting with them. You might just like hold a meeting at the end to like address how they're doing, or helping the director just organize like fun events for them. But it might look different because of COVID, so like you might not even have to do as much.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think those teen events might be limited.
Yeah, because I kind of like I've been applying just for like some short like temporary summer jobs, you know, just to make like the extra cash on the side.
But I think that would be a good one. It pays well for
really,
the time
really hours. Well.
Sorry.
And the pay went up.
I would totally do it if I liked my district enough. My district leader.
Yeah, but this
leader.
Is Manoa, too. I was like, I don't want to drive every day over.
It. I would totally do it. I love the kids in this area, but the leadership, I don't know. You know? And it was years ago, so who knows what it is like now. But don't want to chance it. Also, I'm doing well over here in my seat for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
Oh my gosh.
He seems to be having a lot of fun, though. Going on, what, 4 or 5 years? 6 years?
Oh, my God. I started my senior year after my senior year of high school, so.
Five?
This is my sixth.
Wow. Six?
Yes. Oh. As a senior leader. Mm. If we're counting from junior leader, then that's
junior leader
adding
started
on
during seventh grade.
Seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and 11th.
Wow.
So from junior leader, if we're just talking leader in general, this is my 11th.
Wow.
Dang, and then if crazy. We're counting consecutive years at this summer fun, I've been there every year since fourth grade.
Wow.
Like, not one that's summer a, missed.
That's like half your life.
Yes. So after
literally almost more.
14 years.
Wow. That's more than half that's your so life. Cool. I think I started going to summer fun in my third grade too, third or fourth grade.
Because that's when I moved to Palisades Elementary. And then I think my parents just thought, like, this is a way for you to make friends.
I mean, it's really smart. That's
100%.
I feel like that's really smart.
Yeah. And then it was good because then, like, the friend I made in fourth grade, Sierra, she had, like, told me, oh, I go to, like, I go to Summer Fun here. And I was like, I'm going to Summer Fun here, too. And then that's where I met Peely. And that's the first summer I met Peely. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked going to Summer Fun because all my life before that, I was going to a private school. So with private schools, people live all over the place. They don't have to be in your city. Yeah. So when I went to Summer Fun, it's so easy for me to meet all the people living in my area. And it was weird because they knew that I was from private school. You know how you little kids are. You're like, oh, you went to this school? I go to this school. And yeah. You know, some are more snobbier than the others.
Yeah.
And that's how I started picking up more on Pidgin. And, well, my family would talk Pidgin, but, like, I never because I couldn't in school. But at Summer Fun, everybody was speaking Pidgin. Everybody was just kind of kolohe, rascal, you know. I love it. It's so cool. And I made a lot of friends that some of them ended up coming to my private school. And... that's how, a lot of the friends that I made. And
see, I wish my parents sent me to Summer Fun. I had to go to summer school.
I went to summer school once.
I've never been to summer
I went
school.
To Hanalani.
I think I went to summer school almost school. Every single summer
that's
of my
crazy.
Life.
Yeah, I've never.
There's an exception of a few.
I could never.
Even in high school, like, I didn't need summer school, but I went for, like, prep courses. For what? Like, for me to be almost unemployed now, you know? Sorry, that's so bad.
But it was funny because, like, Summer Fun... Well, okay, first of all, like, pretty much almost every senior leader you meet and even a lot of directors are all the same as me. Like, have been there since they were kids and usually at that same exact program, too.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, being a kid in Summer Fun was fun. Just, like... pool and beach and like Ice Palace and whatever but like being a Summer Fun junior leader, like, those were the times, like, those were the, like, the drama I lived for it. The, like, it would, like, we would go on our own junior leader excursions after Summer Fun, and so, like,
yes, all the
we
time.
Would be driven, like, in a city and county van by our team leader to, like, Bellows at, like, 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, or, like, just to Windward Mall or, like, the movies. And so I don't know, it was so fun. Like, Summer Fun is literally my life. Like,
see, that's what I was hesitant to about applying, because I remember you telling us, like, it's not
these people have been there for a while.
Like, I don't want to be, like, the newbie, like, the old newbie coming in, you know.
Well, I will say, though, there are a lot of new people now, though,
because a lot of senior leaders these days are fresh out of college.
Yes, so, like, new college students, like, need a summer job.
Yeah, new college students. That's what I meant. Fresh out of high school. Fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
But, like, made so many friends. It was a reason for my first kiss. It was, like, so many components. Like,
yeah, I agree with you, because being a kid was cool, and then interacting with the junior leaders, that's what made me want to be a junior leader, because the junior leaders were so cool. I was like, I don't
but what's
be
funny
them.
As a senior leader now is, like, we look at the junior leaders now and we're like, you guys are so cringe. Like, you guys think you're so cool. I mean, like, we have good relationships with them because they were, like, our kids at Summer Fun. Like, a lot of them I had in my group when they were, like, 7. But, like, we're just like, you guys think you're so funny. Like, you think you're so cool.
That's, like, how we were. Yeah.
So I can only imagine what the senior leaders at the time thought about us. Like, all of us, like, trying to date each other and shit. So funny.
Yeah, junior leader was so fun. And then when I became a senior leader, all of the other senior leaders, or most of the senior leaders, were my age. So I was able to connect with them more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we just did so much stuff after work.
Yeah.
Like what you were saying, Ali. Yeah.
That's true.
And even throughout the school year, when it wasn't summer fun, we would still keep in touch. I mean, we still keep in touch here and there, but, you know, we all got busy lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a perk, Bran.
A lot of fun.
Like, you get really, in the 2 months, you get very close to your other, like, leaders.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because you're just together, every day, every weekday, from, like, morning till afternoon. And it's, like, a different kind of bonding. Like,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, not, like, it's hard work. It's more, you know, like, games and fun and, like, that kind of environment. Like, there's just so many, like, inside jokes and just, like, funny situations. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's how I got close to Jaren. Like, we were friends in high school, but we wouldn't be this close without summer fun.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, because you see them all the time.
Oh, and that's where I met Leah.
It's like school, but so much more fun. Mm-hmm. Because you're not doing any school work.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. What is up with me and us forgetting things? Dang.
What's fun is
we're old.
I know. We're getting there. It's okay. It's going to be me next, guarantee. But, like, because the senior leaders, like, run the program, like, we're not in charge, but, like, we come up with the games, we facilitate them and set them up. Like, because we're in charge, like, it's so easy to just, like, in the middle of a game, like, make up a stupid rule for your, like, own humor, like, for you to laugh at. That was one of my favorite parts. Like, okay, we're gonna play dodgeball, leaders versus kids. And you guys only get 2 balls, we get 6. Like, that's so fun to me.
We would be like, if anybody was like, you know how there's always going to be, like, that naughty kid? We're like, if one person is naughty, then everybody's going to be on timeout. And you're going to have to sit out while the junior leaders play dodgeball. Or the junior leaders this, do that.
We had such a problem with our junior leaders in dodgeball. I mean, like, they were just so strong. Like, these boys were, like, 10th graders. All of them, like, 6 feet. And, like, one of them played baseball. One of them, my neighbor, like, he's just a big, strong someone boy. So they always wanted to play with kids. But, like, one, they're so much taller. So, like, a good, like, throwing height for them is the height of a kid and hits them in the face. Like, then the strength of them is just, like, mm-hmm. so dangerous. Yeah. So the only time we would let them play would be, like, if one team is just, like 2 men left or 2 kids left and the other team has, like, 15 left. So we'd go just to, like, keep the game going longer if, like, the other team keeps winning. But then we'd have to be, like, you can only throw it your left hand. Or, like, you have to throw it your hand. Or, like, some rules like that.
Mm-hmm.
Such fun times. I recommend, if you're considering it, I recommend.
Yeah, I would try it at least once.
Like, low-key, I'm just going to apply to have a job.
Yeah.
And I just need a side temporary kind of job, you know?
You will knock out after. Those were my best naps, was after summer.
Oh, man. I would get home from work and I would knock
those
out.
Hit different.
Yes. My parents would laugh at me. They'd be like, oh, she's knocked out. You're not going to see her until after dinner.
Yeah.
And you get a built-in lunch. You eat with the kids.
Yeah. So fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode as we catch up with each other.
This random episode.
Super random episode. I think next week is the week that we do our giveaway.
Shut up. No, it's not. We're doing it on the 7th.
Wait, when did we need to send it by?
It has to be there on the 7th.
Listen, whoever has me, I mean, whoever I have, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Next week is Ali's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Anybody like to win your 23 or something like that?
We don't even know what's happening in the next
couple
weeks.
Happy 21st.
So if we,
thank you.
Yeah. If you hear from us, you hear from us. But other than that, that's the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at grove.girls. Woo. We love you all so much. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.